Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In-Between. It's definitely TMI!
Sexy.
Hey baby,
how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You make me miss.
You many miss. Yeah, it's Thursday.
It's been like 4 days.
It's 4 whole days.
Do you even love me?
We were supposed to go somewhere together. Maybe that's why, because we were anticipating that. And then
I had to tap through all your stories because I'm like, Lydia is there with other women, forming friendships.
Yeah,
forming friendships.
Happy.
It'd be the ones closest to you who will actually
betrayal.
Let you down. Honestly.
Yeah. How are you doing, princess?
Yeah, I'm okay, babe.
Me too. I'm feeling really good
this
morning.
I'm even me actually today. Actually, today I'm feeling really good because I was fighting with my man most of the weekend.
Oh dear.
And then we made up last night, and now I'm just like, wow. You know, when you're in love, you have a fight, and it's like everything sucks. The world
is
falling apart.
Still the way you.
Yeah.
Really?
It's still just because I love him so much, and it's like if I'm not talking to him every second, it's like. What is there to live
for? You're not talking.
Yeah,
No.
Then when we made up, I'm just like, wow, the world is so beautiful. All these colors are so bright.
No wonder. Know? Let me tell you guys. Yeah. So I was like 5 minutes late. If she was still arguing with her man.
No.
I would have.
No, I was just like, ladies, I'm sure she's on her way.
I was just like, what is this relaxation? What is this
chill.
Like ease?
I'm so excited. I'm just like, I mean, to me, a message to say, I'm like,
baby.
Like, no, baby.
We thank God. Are you still fighting with your man? We're sorry.
No, we're but so anyway, sorry. This is something that I talk about in therapy. Mm. She's like, you need to reach a place where you're not, your entire world and mood cannot be determined by the fact that you had a chief with your
man. I told you, even like, I think 6 months into a relationship, once I settle in like the security of like, we are together, you're good, this is my man, it's fine. We argue, it's like I go on with life. And people are like, I don't sleep.
I'm definitely still at the week. We don't sleep. But also it depends on what it is you're fighting about. If it's like a serious thing.
Was it a serious thing?
It was very serious.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh dear, why are you laughing about
this? I don't know. Because now we're okay. So now it's like fine. But then it just felt like, oh my God, this is like serious. I'll tell you about it after.
Okay, I'm sorry
guys.
Sweetheart.
I'm not going to tell you. But all
right.
Tell you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm so sorry if you're fighting with your man. But remember that you're beautiful and God loves you.
Your man may not love you, but God does.
We love you too, baby.
We also ask, we love you.
We love you too. And if you're single, let me tell you this, yeah? Just the silence of your mind. Like, you're not thinking. There's no one. There's no excitement. There's no up and down. It's just, you know, there's a lot. Like, it's just like so much ease in your brain.
Really?
You're not thinking about it. You're not thinking about anybody.
But it's like, okay, fine. You don't have the downsides, but also you don't have the excitement.
No, but you don't have anything. Right? And then if obviously now, like, see, I'm dating, I'm out here. So it's like, you do get like the bit of like excitement or like whatever in every so often, if you do meet someone who you like, you know, so it's just enough. And especially right now, the way
it feels like at all. Yeah.
Freedom in your brain.
Without like,
but I was talking about my single experience because there's a lot of healing that it takes to just be here, living large. Because then there's the other side of single, which is just like, life is horrible. Why don't I have this with someone? Or, you know, the loneliness that can come with it. That is also like a part which is shitty. But for now, me, I just feel like,
that's good. I was watching a TikTok video and this lady was like, she's single, but she was like, she really wishes she could be rid of the thought of every single time she's going anywhere. She thinks, what if I'm going to meet my partner here? Anytime she's going to the supermarket, she's just like, okay, oh dear, what if I run into, you know, my forever guy? Anytime she's going to like the club or to a restaurant, she can't just be like, oh, I'm just going out. It's just like, anytime it's always like, what if this is the time that I meet him? Yeah.
No.
What if this is when I meet the guy for me?
I don't know if it's because I'm a hoe, but that's not what I think.
If you have to ask, it probably is. It probably
that's
is
not
that.
What I think. I feel like, oh, like, who's a cutie I could meet? It's more like, who's a cutie who I could meet more than, like, is this the love of my life? Imagine. I'm more like in my single season, it's like meeting people is what I'm thinking about more than meeting the love of my life.
And
you know?
I feel like that's the way to think about it because she was like, sometimes she'll go to a restaurant and like, she can't even like rest without, she's looked around and been like, okay, is there any super handsome person? Is it like, then once she's like established, okay, he's probably not here, then she can rest and just like eat and just enjoy herself or whatever. And I was like, That seems horrible.
I know. But yeah. Do you know what I really want to say is, like, I do see how it could get there. Mm. I do see how it could be like you've been looking for the person who you want to settle down with for so long, and the frustration has built up so yeah. much that now everything feels like I'm auditioning for like the this thing, person. Yeah. You know, like, I really do empathize. I can see how it would get there.
Yeah.
Right now, there's like moments, let's say it's like after I've done everything in my Friday night or whatever the case may be, mm. it's like, you know, that 1 hour before you go to bed, that one you're just like, oh, this would be nice to do with someone. Then you sleep, yeah. right? Mm. But only because I'm so overwhelmingly busy now that yeah. all my free time is like, could I be resting now?
Yeah, it's
could
true.
I be asleep? Right now.
I get it.
You know, but then now let's think, like, you really are craving someone. You're not that busy. Mm. Your life is not as full as it is with me and my friends and all my a million families.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what would happen? That's I can see thing. How that would yeah. happen.
Just goes yeah. to show, like, somebody could be, you could be at the same place as somebody else in life and, like, you're experiencing everything it completely so different. Like, the way you're experiencing singlehood is very different from other people,
yeah.
which is why I think even some of our audience will just be like, but Lydia, don't you miss having a man or whatever? And you're like, no, I'm perfectly fine.
I've been
happy
single for because, 1 year yeah, only.
Literally. So for you, if this is your experience yeah. and for someone else, even yeah. when you're married, I guess, mm. there could be someone who's super happily married and someone else who's just like super unhappily married.
Marriage is horrible. Or both married. Marriage is a scam.
That's it. Others as are marriage works. Say, Jesus. Marriage works.
Marriage works. Marriage is a scam.
Which same. One? You choose.
Same bottle. It's true.
Look now, we've been talking for 15 minutes in your episode. That's not even...
But my point is to say is like we do empathize. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something I want to do to like to just bring a community, like you're single or whatever and you want to share your experiences. Like, because I think more people are struggling in singlehood than not.
Mm-hmm.
And someone should do something about it. And I think I'm selecting so. Myself.
Yeah. Actually, there's myself. Definitely opportunity to build a community around that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if more single women realize that there are many of us and we are okay and we are living yeah. life, a lot less people would get into bad relationships just because
just
this is the guy who is available, yeah. you know.
Create a rich life, guys. A rich life. So even when that man comes, he's not just like, oh, you are really just here.
Yeah, wondering, waiting
he's
for me.
Coming and it's just like, there's even, we're trying to squeeze you. Like, where do we squeeze you in this rich life, you know? Because the
do
more
I have
of,
room for you?
Yeah, the mm-hmm. more you love your life as you are, the more that person is coming as a cute addition
yeah.
as opposed to filling the void,
everything,
you know?
Absolutely, yeah. yeah.
But anyway, karibu to another episode of The Messy In Between, where we talk.
And we just talk.
A lot.
And just talk.
A lot. Guys, we talk a lot. But do you know what? We love that you guys give us that space because, you know, it's like we like to create just as authentically as possible.
Yeah.
We don't usually rehearse we don't rehearse at all what we're going to
yeah.
say. I hardly ever know Murugi's points
and
or mine
hers,
at
yeah.
all so that we can have, like, you know, this authentic experience. So
yeah.
thanks for bearing with us.
Thank
and
you.
As you're here, if you're new, karibu sana. Here, we do nothing but love. If we disagree with each other in the comments, we are going to be respectful and mindful.
Mm.
We're not going to be insulting each other. And also, we subscribe because we know if you want to be part of a community, you want to be an active member, not a silent member of the community. So please make sure you're subscribed, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on any of the podcast platform where you're listening to.
Mm.
We would really appreciate to see a tangible, active participation of
yeah.
who you are. You know, we see a number and at least we know those are all the people who have subscribed and said, I am actively being an in-betweener.
Absolutely. Mm. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being here. And today we're talking about one of the things we love to talk about most.
Mm.
Actually, the thing we love to talk about most on the podcast. Actually, wait, is sex the thing you like to talk about most in the podcast?
Def.
I feel like relationships is what I love to talk about most.
So I feel like sex, because of the value we give, because not enough people
Absolutely.
Talk about it. So
yeah,
that it's top that way.
Yeah.
But I think the things that we that's most enjoyable would be relationships. But
yeah,
sex feels like this is a really important
it's an important thing, exactly, especially
yeah.
just because of you guys' feedback. Mm. Yeah. So once again, we are here to talk about sex. And today we were thinking about what specific things are a must for us, for someone to be able to say, I've had
great sex.
Not the sex was good, the sex was fine, the sex, you know, it's like, oh yeah, it's always a nice time, it's always fun.
Mm.
It's like, for us, these things have to be there, the must-haves
for great sex.
And I feel like when I was doing research about this online, it clearly differed because what people
for
say,
many
yeah,
people.
For many people, it could differ. And obviously, we're going to be listening out for what you guys consider to be fundamentals of great sex down in the comments.
Mm.
But these are just some of ours.
Yeah.
I guess, that we would say. And also, I've also included just some of other people's, you know, that I've come across to just see, like, is this something that you would consider to be great sex worthy? Like, is this a necessity for great sex?
Like, as in, if this isn't there, the sex was good.
Yeah.
But it can't be great.
It can't be great
without these particular things. Okay.
Go on. You can start.
I start.
Yeah. Okay, fine. For me, one of the things that is an essential for great sex is a partner you actually like.
Woo! Ain't that the truth?
Like, someone who you actually like.
But bonus, you know, that's not necessary for most people.
I know. Me, for me, I feel like it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like until you have had sex with someone who, not only do you like them slash love them, bonus if you love them, but someone who actually likes you, who actually loves you. I feel like there's a complete difference between a man who just wants you for your body and a man who is, like, obsessed with you, who adores you as a person. You know, there's a kind of, like, Murugi worship, I expect.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a worship where it's just like, absolutely. You, I can tell that you feel lucky to be here. You are savoring every moment. You can't believe you're getting to touch me right now.
Yeah.
And that great sex is not great sex unless that is there. If it's just a guy who could be having sex with literally anyone, it just so happens that you're the girl who's there.
Yeah.
The sex can't be great.
Even if you're having sex multiple partners who you're fucking.
Yeah.
The minute you enter Mukami's door.
Yeah.
Heaven on earth. It's heaven on earth.
That's it.
For sure. Mm. I think so. There's something it adds, and there's a freedom it adds to how you feel about the sexual experience and even how you are in the sexual experience that is definitely different. When's the last time I had sex with someone who
loves you?
Who loves me?
Or who you love?
Yeah, I know that. But like, for a guy, the last time I had sex with somebody who I felt like wasn't obsessed with me.
Or wasn't obsessed with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
But then again, it's also been a hot minute since you had sex, period.
No, not that hot of a minute.
Oh.
This is hot.
Hot minute.
Like years.
Yeah.
Years.
Can I also say something? I feel like, sometimes when you think of great sex, there's like the sex, the experience itself of like penis in vagina, the sex, the experience of like we are kissing, we are having whatever, all these oral sex or whatever. Yeah. But for me, a great sexual experience is great before the sex, is great during the sex, and is great after. If you're having sex with someone, which during, it's like orgasm after orgasm, it's whatever, it's hot, it's steamy. But afterwards, you're feeling dirty, you're feeling like, you know, just like uncomfortable, you're feeling whatever. That one doesn't count for me as great sex. It needs to be great end to end, before, during, and after. That's what I consider great sex.
And you know, there's still a lot of people who are in that bit of the D is good, but he's toxic. There's still a big part of people who are still there, and that is not what I would personally consider great sex experience at all. If it's someone who I'm not feeling like, you know, that into completely out. And today's episode is sponsored by our favorite partner, Beducated. And Beducated, as we've told you many times, they are the Netflix of sex. And their entire job is to make sure that as many people as possible are getting the information from experts to be able to have pleasure in their lives. And this is going to be from dating to actual physical sex to how you feel about your body. They have tons of courses, and they're always adding courses every single week. We've been telling you about them for so long, but today we are coming with something bigger. The biggest discount
ever,
ever,
that you ever get of Beducated.
Ever. And this is part of Black November. 60% off your annual subscription.
I've said this November, don't just get yourself things. Don't just buy yourself toys and like gadgets and what. Buy yourself a lifetime of good sex. Actually, that's what you're buying yourself if you pay for Beducated. A lifetime of good sex. You deserve it. You and your partner deserve it, or your future partners. So click the link in the description below, and you'll get your 60% off. You also get a day to just go and browse and be able to see like what are the courses like. Will it actually add value to my life? Is it something that I need? Is it something that I want? And I can guarantee you that it is, because you'll see as we are speaking about some of the our fundamentals of great sex, or like the arts, the must-haves for great sex. A lot of them are covered in Beducated courses. And we'll keep speaking about them. But guys, do yourself a favor this Black November. Just pay for Beducated. You can actually just pay for like a whole year, because your discount is locked for life.
For life.
So even when you pay for next year, it'll still be 60% off. And the year after that, it'll still be 60% off.
And the people who missed the people who missed it will be there paying whatever they're paying. But you, because you're smart, you'll be having 50% off. And if you do try it for 14 days, if you feel like this is not for you, you get your money back. But I know you will.
Exactly, yeah. Our code is... Have we said our code?
TMI podcast. TMI
podcast. Use code TMI podcast so you can get the 60% off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is my next one. For me, like, I guess it's kind of the same thing, but there has to be sexual chemistry. I've had sex with someone who is like, I just met you, right? But the sex was like, so it's like, I know you want me, right? Mm. But it's like, we don't have enough time for me to be like, I know you're so obsessed with me. You love me so much. But what there has to be is sexual chemistry. And I know that sexual chemistry. And for me, it has to be, number one, you're attractive to me. You're attractive to me. Let me tell you guys, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't look up and see Lord Danbury. I can't.
But what if Lord Danbury has a good heart? He has a good heart.
Good for him.
I think
that's
good.
That's wonderful. You have to be attractive. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Okay. So Tanzia Wafi, by the way. Who's taking off the clothes?
But
me.
This is one of those things. This is one of those things where it's like, if you've known someone long enough, even if they are not like the most like ordinarily attractive person, if you have known him long enough to be like, I'm obsessed with his conversation, with his love of life, with his ambition, then you're gonna like, you know, I've really tried to sell it.
Yeah, I let me tell you, I know there's many people who are out here who's like, the attraction came or whatever, and I really do respect that, but I personally feel like it's an injustice for me to be in a dynamic be in a dynamic where I'm not attracted to you. Why? You are attracted to me. You are attracted to me. You are having a good time. You are living your life. You are living your best life. It's me who's here closing my eyes in the dark.
Yeah.
Making sure that I have blacked out curtains for you. Why? There's a lady who messaged me, and I'll never forget this. She was like, she was feeling the pressure of getting married and things like that. So she met this guy who's like rich or whatever, and I guess he was treating her nicely, and she just kind of... she overlooked the face or whatever. So she wasn't attracted to him at all. So now she's married. Great. You've celebrated. Everyone is happy that you're married. For whatever reason, other people are so happy you're married. But now it's you who's at home. You have this newborn baby. Now the dynamic is different. It's not just like, I just want someone. You're a mom, you're family. You're still not attracted to this person.
Okay. You know what? I see where you're coming from. However, attraction fades.
Yeah.
So for example, you guys, this is obviously worst case
but
scenario.
But it has to start there. Okay, it has to start there.
Okay, it has to start at attraction. And you know, in reality, for all men, it starts at attraction.
Exactly.
For women, it doesn't.
It's us who have these stupid videos.
We are sacrificing.
We are sacrificing. You're right. And I do understand there's like all of these things that you think about. Women think about the quality of their partner in a very different way. Men, attraction first, right? But us, we think about things in a way deeper way. However, attraction. Me, I'm not saying everyone has to be the most handsome person, but you have to be attracted to them. You, not me, you. And I've been attracted to somebody who was not conventionally attractive.
Yeah, I have.
And I was so obsessed with him.
So then that goes to show that it's not necessarily about like this particular body shape, this particular size, this particular like jawline or whatever. It's just like, there has to be an attraction.
There was something. There was just something. Now when I think about him now,
it's but is he the kind of person you're willing to introduce to your friends, or you have to give a disclaimer before they meet him?
You have to give a disclaimer in advance.
I just know that he's. I just have a lot of fun.
I just have so much fun. It's done.
We get it.
Yeah, sexual chemistry for me is a big priority.
Okay, a fundamental of great sex for me is freedom to be super loud. When I'm having sex, and this is one of the hardest things about being married, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's like having most of your because sex of in the house with kids. Yeah. It's like, you can't be super loud. Like, you can be loudish, but you can't actually be like loud.
Before Tana is just like, Mama,
can I come in? In fact, they don't even knock. They just enter our room and we never lock it just in case. Like, we don't know, you know, they might need to come in or whatever. Yeah. So you can't be super loud. And for me, it's just like, so that, which means that a lot of our sexual experiences, I feel like I want to scream, but like, I can't scream because these beautiful Coco Felons, like, you know, so glad that they're there, but it's just like the best ones are like when we're like at an Airbnb or like we've traveled or something like that, and I can just scream if I want to.
You guys should do like a monthly thing then where you get the freedom to scream.
I know.
Yeah, like a 1 month
baby, if you're watching this, Lydia said that we should go for one
thing.
And she said she's gonna
recommend.
Sponsor our monthly. Oh, that's not what you meant, but you don't know what suggested it. But yeah, I like to be loud. And yeah. I like for him to be loud as well. I want to hear your grunts and your groans and your like, your whatever. In fact, another fundamental of great sex is also just dirty talk.
Yeah.
I feel like that is essential.
Yeah.
Essential. If we are quiet, how much no one is having fun.
How much of his dirty talk? You need him to be dirty talking as well, right?
Okay. I mean, I need at least... Okay, I feel like mostly I'm the dirty talker.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, same.
But I need to have matched energy. The energy needs to be matched. I can't be talking to myself. This is not a monologue. Please. Yeah. It's not a podcast. I want us to be having a back and forth.
Yes. I know most people don't think dirty talk is important, but for me it's also a fundamental.
I
support this. If you haven't said something that you would be ashamed of in public,
that's it.
Are you having sex?
If the word fuck has not appeared during your fuck, are you fucking?
Fuck.
That's the question. Yeah.
Gotta be.
If the word dirty whore.
You haven't said pussy once?
No. Come on. That's actually, yeah. Done. There's a course on
Yeah. Because first of all, I realized I had a partner who wasn't exactly that vocal as far as dirty talking. Talk, yeah. But there's a process and it comes with comfort and confidence and practice. So for me, it's like, if you're not the dirty talker, then saying in the beginning, it's like, I know that's something that can come because it is something which you need to be quite like free to be able to do.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's easier when you're not like looking at someone, you know, it's just more like you're whispering and it requires a huge amount of like reckless abandon. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're not yourself. It doesn't require
much for me, for sure. Yeah.
You can literally start that talking
right now. I can do it.
Yeah. But anyway, that course is really nice. At least it gives you an example. Like, this is how you start. This is what you start saying. Questions, prompts that you can actually say. So like, for example, asking, how are you feeling right now? How do I feel inside you?
Okay. You know how are you feeling right now?
Yeah. Before okay. Know how you feeling right now?
An argument with mom.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Being like, I'm a bit overwhelmed at work. No, I don't care.
I'm a little stressed.
I don't care. From work, babe. Sir.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, how does it feel to be inside?
Exactly.
Do you love it?
What do you wish you could do to me right now? Things like that.
Yeah.
In fact, you can teach a course. I'm not trying to get ebook. You know? We can contribute to education.
We can do it. For real. Okay. The next one as well, which is something along those lines for me, is that there needs to be something nasty has happened. Whether it's you spat in my mouth, you came on me, you slapped me. If there's nothing nasty that has happened, I don't think that was great sex. It was good, Jake. It was fine, but it wasn't great.
I'm gonna see what everyone is thinking. Mm. That's your trauma. That's trauma.
Why?
It's trauma.
Don't project.
That's daddy issues. You're projecting. I'm sorry. Why must it be nasty?
Because I want it to be nasty.
Is it because you feel like you deserve nasty things?
No. It's because I want nasty things. Oh. Yeah. There's something. Like for me, I don't know. I don't know if it's because like in life, I feel like there's a kind of put togetherness that I like.
That's
you know,
true,
it's like I want to feel like I'm put together and like, you know, I've got my shit together. But when I'm having sex, I want to feel like completely like a different person,
free.
You know? That kind of nastiness is like, it makes me feel really, really good.
Yeah.
Really.
May feel like, okay.
Actually,
so, may feel like the nastiness.
It's trauma.
It could be trauma. It's just like, I want to be slapped and choked.
Yeah.
I want to be dying.
I want to be nasty and like as pornographic as possible.
As pornographic. It needs to be something which like, if the sex tape was released, there would definitely be something to talk about. Like, it would not just be vanilla sex.
You would be shamed for it.
Yeah, it would be like, wow, Lydia is like that. That's the kind of reaction we would be expecting.
Yes.
I feel like that kind of sex for me is like, the more comfortable I am with someone, nastier we can be.
It comes with comfort.
It definitely
for sure.
comes with comfort. I feel like, but even at the beginning, you can kind of be nasty, but I feel like there's a limit. Like,
and
for
you
example,
you can see, like, this is a thread to pull.
That's
you
it,
can see
a
who
bit.
The thread is going to be pulled.
And currently, the best thing about sex, I don't know who I was talking about with about two last week about, nastiness in sex or just like enjoyment in sex, and she's really young, she's like in her 20s, early 20s, and she was saying she feels like she's reached the pinnacle of what enjoyment of sex is, and I was like, no, you haven't. You probably have not even met your life partner right now, so maybe for what for the extent to which you have experienced, this is the most enjoyment you have felt. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the older you grow, the more you learn, the more you see. Like, I can't believe that with my husband of 7 years, there are still times you have sex and I'm just like, it's like remarkable. I've never had sex. Remarkable. Yeah. I'm like,
this the experiences get better as you get better. You have to give life a chance to wow you.
Exactly.
And it wows as you go, as you grow, as you understand yourself more, you experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's still one thing in my head I'm still yet to explore with someone and I can't wait.
Fisting.
No. Do you know what? There's something which I've decided. It's okay. It's not for me.
Oh, really?
And I don't want to have to try it.
But maybe it is for you.
Maybe. I don't think so. Oh
my God.
But I've decided.
God, you've decided. Mm-hmm. See, tell us.
No, I've decided. No.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, tell us the other thing. What? Which you have to. Just tell us. This is TMI. Good too much you. Information.
Tell us why you had an argument with your man.
Oh.
Moving on. What's the other one?
Therefore, we continue now onwards to the next one. So this one, I feel like, is debatable. But for me, time is a must-have for great sex.
Oh, okay, right. You're not rushed.
I feel like I'm not rushed, especially because I feel like when I'm masturbating, it's easy for me to orgasm really quickly. It can take like 2 minutes, you know.
I know.
You've been there.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie,
how
baby.
How are you doing?
No, yes. But when I'm having like penetrative sex, I feel like it takes me a bit longer. So when I feel like we have a shorter time, I feel like I'm going to like get like excited, but I'm not going to quite get there. So I need to feel like I have time. Mm. And then I keep feeling like when my time feels limited, I'm already thinking in advance, okay, so we need to kind of like, that means I need to like have calm.
And what are the 10 minutes?
How many? Yeah. You see, I like to be able to have time.
I respect that and I support that.
And quickies are nice, like, you know, in between kind of thing. And I've said many times, frequently on this platform, that I love quickies.
Yeah.
But I love being able to have time to do it.
That's great
sex for me. Quickies are good sex for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time, great sex.
I support that. I don't even think that's debatable, to be honest. Because like when you know it's like you're going to a hotel or an Airbnb or it's like that night.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no one is the waking up tomorrow night at 5, CGE, what?
Yeah.
You just have all night.
I love that.
I support that
so much.
Wholeheartedly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
This is more evidence of like going to this once a month thing with your man.
Right?
Yeah.
Baby.
Supporting.
Let's go.
Another thing that it needs to be there to be great sex.
Mm-hmm.
Not good, not okay, is Garth. And I said Garth so it doesn't become like a thing about like Sijui long, Sijui what size or whatever. But once that
Garth spelled G-I-R-T-H. If he's inserting it and you're not like,
see, that's it. As in the first time, when you're getting in, I need to be like,
yeah. And he's not able to like put it all in the first time.
Yeah. There's something. Because also, like every, like the friction is better. It's different. That's needed.
And here on this platform, let me just say, as we don't dick shame. We definitely don't dick shame. And I feel like I have had good sex before with people with smaller penises who lack the girth.
Yeah.
But have I had great sex with them?
Yeah.
I have not.
So also, and I realized this, but it was only like from comparison.
Mm.
So it's like, there's this, you're like, girth, there's there, and long. That's like what people usually call a big dick, right? Because it's long and then it has some girth. Then I had shorter with more girth.
Mm. But not too short, baby.
Not too short.
Yeah.
But with girth.
Mm.
Like African King Kong Garth. Listen.
Okay, but I also don't want to be feeling like I'm giving birth when we're having
you
sex.
Can't.
It needs to be something.
But there needs to be something about that Garth.
There's something. No, I feel like there needs to be like, enough girth, enough length.
Yeah.
That's it just,
there's
that's,
something
yeah.
about that, the yeah. way that feels, you know? However, that's also dependent. Like, maybe like when you're very, very young and you just start having sex, almost everything feels like Garth.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, also it's more about the partnership between your vagina and him, right? Yeah. Because sometimes when you watch porn, you're just like, are they feeling anything? Because it's just like going in.
But I guess because if it's like super wet or whatever.
Yeah, super wet, or maybe like just not as tight.
All right.
Yeah, so there's that. It's like,
you know, as women, we never think about like how tight are you. I feel like men spend time thinking about how big are they.
And I feel like it's usually a partnership between the two. Yeah. So, Anyway, me for me, like, girth just
but has what to be untights there. Your pussy then?
I don't know. And there's like, you know, it's a muscle.
Yeah.
So maybe if it's not being flexed or is it being overused? Is that a thing?
Does it though?
Does it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have a gynecologist here to tell us
we
about.
We should. Yeah, like about, yeah, like, because I know it's a muscle, so it goes in and out. It's like, it's not like, oh, once it's like big, that's it. It just stays that way. And there's what's a Kegels you can do to keep yourself like more, you know, flexed. So I know it's like, even after giving birth, it can go back.
Mm. My dad said, I remember doing a video with my dad on back when I had a YouTube channel. Yeah. Mm. And I asked him, he's like, does your vagina go back to the original size? And he's like, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But he's like, also, obviously, if you've had 8 kids, the constant stretching and coming back,
just it's like not going to come back exactly or anything. The way it was before. So yeah, I know for sure it comes back. But anyway, girth for sure.
For sure, girth.
For sure.
Okay, fine. Another fundamental of great sex for me is at least 2 positions.
Oh, for God, girl.
At least 2. Yeah. And for me, it's like, what do you call it? Missionary for me is like a must in any sexual experience. It's like that one has to be there at some point.
It's like how
it starts. I mean, sometimes it doesn't start. Sometimes it starts like back or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like it has to be present. So missionary as a base position and then another position. Like it can be up to you to choose, sir. Up to you to choose or like up to me. But like there has to be something else. It can be doggy. It can be... what are other... me on top.
The names. It can I don't be know whatever. All the names. Yeah. But it's like...
surfboard.
This, yeah.
What are all these other ones? Like,
I don't know what they are
called. Go on the educated course for sex positions. And then, so that could definitely help. But for me, I feel like if we have had the same position beginning to the end of the sex, no.
It's
not giving. Maybe for a quickie. For a quickie, or I feel something. Like it makes sense because it's or like maybe 50 like, seconds and we're done.
Or sometimes like, you know, like after fight sex, sometimes it just feels like you're here to love each other or like to try and mend.
And it's like, let's hurry up. We're doing it done.
But anyway, if you go on... if you want more guidance on sex positions, what you learn are 19 positions to level up your penetrative sex game.
Mm-mm-mm.
19. What are you doing with 19, guys? Mm-mm-mm. Positions and adjustments for maximum comfort, pleasure expanding techniques and tricks as a giver.
At expanding.
Yeah. Pleasure expanding tricks. And tricks as a giver and how to be an active receiver and enjoy their experience. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about being a receiver in sex. Do you know, I've only learned that later on. My last sexual partner is a person who I felt I most relaxed into receiving. And because I'm a giver, I really enjoy giving. But I was like, is there part of this giving that's somewhat performative? And I was able to experiment with what it's like to have a sexual experience where you can lean and relax and allow to be given.
So I agree with you. I feel like there is part of being a giver that is performative. Mm. And I know 100% that I do that.
Yeah.
However, I don't see it as a bad thing.
Mm.
Although sometimes I'm like, I can get in my
There's
head
a
about
line.
It. For example, if I am the one who has initiated the sex, I feel more... like, I need to make it worth your while. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I really want you to see that this was worth it. You're happy that you responded positively to my initiation. If you That's initiate, I'm more relaxed, kind of like, you're the one who wanted to do this. So I'm more like, I'm going to receive it kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't think I've ever noticed that distinction. But when I had somebody who was more of a giver, like a really like his majority of his pleasure is about pleasing you.
Yeah.
Then I saw, like, am I able to relax into it? Because it's like it wasn't taking anything away from my experience, but I felt like there was a need to give as well.
But I feel like that's healthy in a relationship. But maybe not for every sexual experience. I feel like sometimes you can relax. Also when, for example, if we have sex when I'm on my period, I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm not doing anything. Another thing I've realized actually even about sex positions is like when I'm on my period, certain positions are more comfortable for me. Like doggy feels so good when you're on your period. Like so
I
good
I
because
think it feels
like,
too much.
Oh yeah, yeah fine. It's a bit intense. But me, it just kind of feels like a massage on the inside, you know. So that one is really nice. Or like just the laid down and he's laid on top of you. That also feels really nice. Yeah. But it's like if I'm on my period, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
If I'm ovulating, I will jump you and I will give. Mm. And sometimes perform.
Yeah. Okay. So what I realize is that there's a line and I want to stay at that line. I want to stay at that line of it gives me pleasure to give you without what I'm being in my head about it, and like learning to receive. You know, by the way, even in love, if your love does not include receiving, it's off. It always needs to be a give and take. And we women especially are always talking about like, we want more, we want to be given more, all of these things. But really, most of us don't know what a dynamic is like to sit and receive.
Can I tell you something?
I've tagged myself.
I've tagged myself. I'm really being tagged here. But I also feel like, as somebody who is like, I like situations that I can control. I feel
that's
like when you're,
thing.
Yeah, when you're resting in the to receive, it's almost like you're giving someone else the power to determine how much you enjoy this experience. Do you know what I mean? Vis-a-vis, yeah. You are the one who's going to determine how amazing it's going to be for the both of us.
Yeah.
Which is not, obviously, is not the ideal kind of situation.
I've rested in that because when I did rest and receive,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like because you're always in there. I want to control this.
What if you rest and you don't receive thing, what you want?
There you go. Like, then you can participate. You can also add on. It's not like, oh, now that he's not giving me, I've just no.
Or
it's
encourage.
Like,
or yes, encourage receiving.
If he's like there and he's doing it right, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. And if he wants it to be this experience, like, you know, just lie back. Let me, like, I'll give you what I've got.
No, then I'll feel
it
lazy.
So fucking
that's
weird.
The problem.
It
you
was
see?
So weird.
No,
it
that's
was
our
so
trauma.
Weird.
Actually, no, we
that's
need to
our
relax.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because me, sometimes I can literally lie for like a minute. I'm just like, I
sit
need to
back.
Be. No, no. Let me help.
Back.
Let me also
I'll
do something.
I'll dress you. I will kiss you from head to toe. I will give you head. I will fuck
let
you.
Let me tell you something.
Massage you to sleep.
That is on feminine energy. There's this babe I follow on Instagram.
Practicing.
Yeah, there's this babe I follow on Instagram. I think her handle is Afro Feminine Muse. Mm. Anyway, she was like, she was doing this video and she was just like, one thing that helped her go from being in such an unhappy marriage where like she felt like her husband wasn't doing enough or whatever, and she was like not getting what she wanted. They weren't connecting. She's like, I stopped helping.
Yeah.
In my marriage, I just stopped helping. Because everything, as a woman now who's like a very masculine woman, it's like, you always want to help. It's like, I'm his helper. You're really his helper. Everything is like, yeah, he's the one who's supposed to do that. But also, let me help. Let me help. Or he's carrying things from the car. Let me help. He's doing what, fixing what? Let me help.
I agree.
You know, he said, oh, let me pay for this. Even me, I can pay 50%.
Yeah.
Or even me, she's like, stop helping. Who has asked you to help?
I agree.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I went out. Mukami was getting home at 6:20 a.m. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. I was like, who does this bitch think we are? How old do you think we are?
6:20 a.m. The
Why,
sun
baby?
Was there waving at me. I went bar hopping. Anyway, so we were with this guy. And we get into the whatever we've gotten there, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we're in the paying situation, right? There's some kind of like a kerfuffle. There was like, I don't know what was going on. There was like a bit of a kerfuffle, right? So right there, I could see my masculine energy being like, I want to control the situation in that I don't even want to be in this kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Like, let
it's
me just
offered,
pay.
That's
let
it.
Me just pay. I'm not doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And that constant, I don't want to release my experience, I don't want to release the value or the quality of my experience to other people.
That's the thing.
You're constantly
That's
trying
exactly
to.
Exactly what it
yes,
is.
Yes, you don't
want to
release
quality.
That. You don't want to. It's always like, no,
I want
you
to be
determine my quality.
That's
no, no,
it.
No. Let
That's
me tell
it.
So me, I wasn't going to pay, but I was already like, no, it's fine. We'll pay you. It's like, I was just trying to show this guy, like, listen,
I can
have
pay.
Money.
It's not like,
right? So first of all, why are you even trying to show him that? But every, like, so as soon as I took my phone, G was like,
she was like, our friend Geraldine.
Mm-hmm. Feminine.
Yeah.
Feminine. She was like, and I didn't. But I'm telling you, me, I was like 2 minutes, I would have paid. I would have been like, please. So it can be disgraced, you know, and that is like, who you don't want to be humiliated or be in an embarrassing situation, like, over what? I feel like the couple was like, I don't know, like,
okay, yeah, people. That's the thing. Okay, trying to control everything. Sometimes, no, it just requires radical acceptance of like, okay, so now we are here in this awkward situation.
Yeah, and also it's like, why is it my responsibility to create the quality of experience? And although we are saying it's like, we are trying to control our quality of experience.
We're trying to control everyone.
Else.
You want everyone to be
having a good time.
You don't want anyone to be in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so stop helping. Sometimes
helping.
Lie back
you,
and receive.
You.
So, which
stop
means
helping.
That as you pay for Beducated, you should pay for you and your man. So that instead of you always being the one who's researching all the sex positions, so
sending
when you
the
come
link.
Type for sex, it's like
I've
you
paid.
Think, babe, you put your leg here and then put your whatever here.
No.
Babe, you do this. No. Let him also go and
send
do
the link.
Also, send him the link and let him also know.
And when
go
he
and,
comes
yeah.
or when you send him the link after you've paid.
Yeah.
You send him the link. On Friday night, he comes. Okay, show me what you got. Yeah, thank let you. There be that's pressure. It, yeah. Let there be pressure.
Be sure to tell him to use code TMI podcast for 60% off. Thank you. Was that yours or mine? That was mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was yours.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Positions. Mine was God. Oh, it was positioned.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I feel like is somewhat universal. For sex to be great, there needs to be foreplay. And foreplay is defined differently to everyone. Mm. For me, foreplay could be like we went on a date and it was like intimate and beautiful. Or it could be like just how you were touching me from like the beginning of the experience. Mm. But there needs to be something that is like, you know, it's like luring me yeah. into the sexual experience for sure.
Yeah.
You know, people always say like sex is, head is foreplay. I don't know if head is foreplay.
Head is sex.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like head is foreplay. You can't just like, oh, hi. No, yeah, you can.
You can actually. You actually absolutely why am I lying? Can. But yes, also, you see, it depends on what, for me, it's like, talking, for me, that's the foreplay that I enjoy. Yeah. The talking of just like, you know, even like in the morning, you've already said, hey, see later on, we yeah. kind of thing. Yeah. That's already. And then throughout the day, you send a picture or something like that. Yeah. And someone says something. For me, I feel like that's the foreplayest foreplay that could ever foreplay. That's yeah. the thing. Yeah.
You have to suck on my nipples. Actually, for me, it's just like, what do you think they're here for? You think they're stood here like Mount Kenya for vibes? For vibes.
Just looking at you, just you please.
Must. Must.
Not just fingers. Hmm? It has to be sucking.
It has to be sucking.
But in every sexual, every great. Okay, fine. For it to be great. It has to be.
For,
yeah.
For it to be great. It yeah. has to be.
Finger action.
I, you know, I'm neither here nor there with that, yeah. Jake.
I'm really into fingering.
Me, I'm neither really here nor there. Yeah. It's not a must.
Yeah. I feel like that just sets the foundation. You know, it's just like, it sets a good foundation.
I feel like success. Head, that's what head does.
Yeah, but head, if you have said, is sex. So what's oh, setting so, the foundation for the sex?
Yeah, I don't think so. Me, if you suck my nipples, then we get on with the head.
Me, I feel like most men don't know how to do the fingering like properly. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's an art, and not many people just like stumble through it. But I feel like it's an art, and people need to actually like focus on it.
If a guy is big now, like one of his fingers is two, you're having a good time, baby. Ooh.
You see, and that's before the actual sex.
Yeah,
come on. Actually, if a man doesn't have a sizable penis or sizable girth, he could actually get you there with just 100%. His fingers.
100%.
If
by the way,
the finger game is good. Ooh. You wouldn't even. It's just like, okay, fine. So what? You don't have the girth. Yeah. That in itself the could finger be good game enough. Can do yeah.
100%.
There's a course on Beducated about fingering.
I also wanted to give you guys an update. Right? Relax.
Oh, not that exciting.
No, okay, it's not that exciting.
Okay.
I am not masturbating.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Yeah. I'm not masturbating, guys. So, this is what I've discovered. And this is something my friend said. And I was just like, oh, shut up. You don't know anything. So, he was like, your thirst sometimes for men is something that's kind of tied to you physically, like to that sexual want of guys. Let me tell you, once Rosie PTRs with me,
why you think do you I'm mean replying men?
To your stupid message? I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to see you. I need to rest. I'll take that nap on Friday. And I've realized that because of that, and especially because I'm single, it's like my excitement, even when I'm talking to people now, is very different.
But when you say you've stopped, like stopped kabisa?
Nothing.
Have you thrown her out the window?
No. So by the time you guys are watching this, when is this episode coming out? The 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Next Wednesday.
By the time this episode is coming out, it will be a month.
Anyway, you know, actually what she's saying is completely true. When me and my man fight, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go and apologize. Then I masturbate once.
Fuck off.
I don't even need this guy.
I don't need you in my life.
Me, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's and my friend told me, it was just like, it's like when I was just like, I can't be bothered. Or he was telling me, oh, are you going to talk to this guy? I was just like, oh. Whatever. Right? He was just like, is this toys?
Is that
right?
Toys?
I was like, no, it's not. No,
actually,
but let me tell you, now that I feel like my pleasure, I'm tying my pleasure to an experience with a guy, I'm responding, guys. I swear.
Guys, you know, maybe we should start become stockists of sex toys, Lydia. Because how I often we talk about these roles, we should definitely do it.
Done.
That's it.
A business. We're about to start a business.
Yeah. TMI toys. Huh? Toys am I? No.
We'll figure it out. It's a journey. It's a journey.
But I feel like,
I think we could.
Yeah.
Because we know. We are could. Users of them.
Fuck
we
tote bags and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Sex toys is where it's at.
I think we
could. You see?
Yeah.
Wait.
Done.
2 weeks there from now. Go. Introducing our new business
or 2 years. Remember, guys.
Remember that episode.
Yeah. When we were still... But no, this one is so in line because we're always talking about that. Oh, but yeah, for me now, guys, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for... I'm telling myself no more for this year.
As someone who literally did it last night, I can tell you it's still great.
I know it is. I know it is. No. Yeah. I've just like the other day I was in my drawer and I just saw Rosie. I was like,
oh my God. The best 2 minutes that you ever experienced. Yeah. It's just like...
But I think it's actually giving me something which is just like, it's more important. I'm telling you, I'm responding.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe I would definitely have more sex. Wife. I'd be a better wife, I think, if I did it. Because now, I'm just...
Or sometimes limit it, because you are definitely on the other side of extreme, baby.
I think I am. But I feel like...
Once a week.
You're right. So you want me to die.
You want me to die.
So you don't care. At once a week. Is she kidding me? Yeah, but anyway, definitely I would have more sex because right now I'm just like, sometimes you see, like, let's say when we have a shoot, for example, if I get home and I'm ovulating and I'm horny, I'm just like, now do I need want to go through the whole nini of sex? Sex is like minimum 1 hour, but this one is 2 minutes and I'm done.
Actually, that is the thing with masturbating.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, like sometimes the impact of sex, something we don't talk about, when somebody is inside you, they're banging at you.
Yeah.
That is a lot. That's a lot happening to you versus...
It's actually traumatic in some ways. It is.
So just...
Somebody's bugging it
just
to you.
Just place this card. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. 2 minutes and you're good.
Sometimes even a minute and a half. Let's be serious. Yeah, it's just like...
And you just wait.
Shaky.
And you just wait the options.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you probably would have more sex for sure.
I feel like we've always been saying we're going to do an episode on masturbation and we haven't. I feel like we should. Because sometimes I feel like there's definitely that limit between like... This is a healthy part of like your sex life as an adult.
And this is taking over your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it taking over your life?
No.
Almost. Almost.
Is it?
Almost.
I mean.
For sure. But yeah, anyway, guys.
Maybe I need to tell myself, if Zach and I are fighting, I don't masturbate. Because if I stop.
You don't apologize.
Then I will just, yeah.
But you need to have that infrastructure of stopping anyway. Because it's a lie to now when you're already emotionally upset. That is actually when you're weakest. You're definitely going to do it. So you need to just know.
Right.
Just
say, that's when you're weakest.
Friday night or Monday night is the only time I can do it.
Okay, twice. Let me start with four times a week. Okay, let me start with thrice a week. Let's reduce to thrice.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's
done.
It.
Done.
Yeah? Okay, let's see. I have no faith in her, but...
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So today's Monday. Tukosawa. We are okay.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay. Another fundamental of great sex for me is... a sexy soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel like sex, I don't know, it just elevates the sexual experience somehow. Obviously, if you're having sex like in the middle of the night, there's no music or whatever. But I feel like when there's something in the background, which is like, it could even be a series or something, or it could be like nice music. But when there's like something noisy-ish kind of in the background or whatever, I just feel like, I don't know, it just kind of feels... more like a fuller sexual experience.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think music has ever been a part of it. Like, it's like there's sometimes, But and also, let me plug you. You continue saying. Let me plug you guys on this playlist that I'm telling you just made.
Post it for us on Nini, please. Yeah. Send me directly. Okay.
There's something about it. Oh my God. Oof.
Yeah, sometimes, actually, you know, because sex is about, like, it's an experience that is, like, all your senses should be tingling. All your senses are tingling as you're having the sexual experience. So there's the physical of, like, you're touching me, we are touching each other.
Yeah,
there's
found it. Oh, I'm going to put it over here. Please remind me. It's a YouTube one.
Here.
Yeah.
We are now putting it here. We can link it also in the description. Well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like physically, you're feeling the experience. What you're hearing, I feel like, should also be something. Even the smells are part of the experience. Mm-hmm. Everything, all your senses should be like, it's like heightened everything. You know how when you orgasm, everything is like kind of like, that moment. Think of that. Look at you smiling. You miss it, baby. You miss it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'm listening. I'm just visualizing. She's taking us on a journey.
Donate your rose then. Donate your rose to someone so that since you don't want to.
No way. But then now to know I can't have her. Yeah. It's like I'm choosing to not have her.
But
I
don't
can't have her.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah.
Anyway, all senses for me, I feel like the more that all your senses are heightened, the more it's just like such a full and well-rounded experience, I feel.
Mm. I'm with you there. I've never really thought about it. Mm. I feel like I don't care.
Or even with the TV on.
It doesn't matter.
Flashing in the background.
Nothing. All of that I'm not hearing.
I'm hearing myself.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing the way our fucking sounds like. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's, that's all I need. Hearing. That's the only sound that I need.
Sex is so great.
So wow. This one is controversial for Murugi. But sex has to include eye contact. For her, it's not a must. But for me, it has to include eye contact and kissing. Definitely.
We are not going to have this conversation. We are
not
going to
have again. It's okay. I live here and that's okay that you live there.
No, but I think actually I agree with the kissing part.
So how do you like kissing you without eye contact?
Your eyes are closed. Why aren't your eyes closed?
Wait, so the whole time this man has not looked into your eyes at all.
At what's happening? No, okay. At
Zach.
No, so this is the first of all, a lot of times when you have sex is like middle of the night, it's like 2 a.m. Okay.
Okay.
So it's like it's dark. You know, no one is looking into anyone's eyes. Once in a while, when it's like the afternoon sex, it's like, okay, fine. I really love afternoon sex, by the way. I feel like really where it's at.
Let's see everything.
Yeah. I don't like sex in the dark. Oh, I want you to see everything about me because I'm a fucking goddess. Yeah. I'm such a goddess. I need you to be looking at everything. Mm. So in those moments, then I guess it is. Yeah. Maybe I just don't actively think about it. It's not like I actively think about
it's like music are we looking right at now what you just said. Yeah. It's like actually if I think about
when
it.
I think about it, I'm like, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. But I just don't actively think about it.
I get it. So eye contact and kissing is a must.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's just And guys, the more that we mention this, the more I realize that if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh my God, have I maybe never had great sex
this is personal.
Very personal.
Very, very personal.
Definitely not. And that's one of the things I think I like most about Beducated is realizing how many different ways of having sex there are. Mm. Like the number of courses, like things which you yourself have never thought about, like, oh, I want to do this. But someone else, for them, they're like, I can't be having great sex if I haven't done role play.
Ooh,
you see, someone else is like, I can't be having sex if there's no pain involved. It can't be great sex if there's involved. You see, and it's like everyone has their own thing. These are just ours. But like, you could definitely have yours. And please share with us in the comments because me, I definitely want to.
Yeah. I know you're going to say this is trauma.
Trauma, babe.
But for sure, mm-hmm. I need something to be slapped.
Oh, yeah, Dave.
My ass.
Yeah.
My pussy.
You gotta hurt me somehow.
There's gotta be some.
Yeah. Me, I need to feel like, is my nipple about to fall off? Or
like a bite, like
a bite, like but like a controlled bite. You know what I mean?
It's not already said.
It's not a nyama bite. Please,
it's not. There needs to be and that little dance between. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Exactly. You know exactly what it is we are referring to. That one. There has to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like sex is better on fresh sheets? Because I kind of do.
No, because it doesn't have to be in bed. Actually, I like sex that's not really in bed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like sex. Yeah. Actually, I've had a lot of sex in a living room more than a bedroom.
First of all, I feel like your living room is so prime for having sex because of the way your couch is. It's just like the flat L-shaped. Yeah. I feel like that's fantastic.
The view?
Two. Oh, my God, the view. Lastly, there are no children to walk into the living room.
Yeah. It's true.
Man, I miss that. Actually, I miss... Like, when I remember when Zach and I were dating, we'd have sex all the time in his living room. Just, like, there.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's a thing.
Guys, you really sacrifice a lot, by the way, when you have kids. Not in a bad way, but also, like, kind of, like, in a bad way.
It's just a small sacrifice. For that 1 hour, then the little cutie Tana comes and you're like, oh, it's all right.
And she's crying because she wants juice. She wants you to get her juice. Sorry. You haven't even had time to go susu. You haven't even had time to go do your post fuck susu. And now you're already having to go put juice for a kid, man. Like, oh, you know. But anyway, soon. We're going to go on a staycation soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even that one month here and there. Just a pop. Like, let's do this.
Let's just go. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So you can just have like free night and not traumatize your kids.
Yeah. Okay. Give us another one.
I think that's it for me. Those are mine.
Okay, do I have another
one? And obviously, orgasms. Why are we forgetting that?
In fact, I've written here, 2 orgasms. At least. One by you, one by me.
Oh, I thought you meant 2 for me.
Oh. No, come on. Let's not set the bar too high. But as long as there's orgasm, one is present,
Yeah, definitely.
As long as one is present.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those he's ones. Obviously, right?
Huh?
He's obviously.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. Yes, his too. I like as well. Both. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Those ones. For him, if it's 2, it's bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I gave you head, you came, then, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, for me, I feel like this, I don't know, I feel like when I was younger, I used to like, the baseline used to be at least 2. rounds of sex.
Yeah.
But now I feel like one, and I'm just like, great, we're done, we can sleep or whatever.
Yeah, not so much. Actually, I've not really been invested in like the having number, more than one. To be honest, it's like if one was fantastic, it's all good.
Yeah.
If we want more, then we can have more. I've never really been invested in like the round thing. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I think you and me too.
I'm not invested. It's just like, if I want it, we're going to keep having it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm thinking like, oh, that. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's neither here nor there.
I also feel, I feel like my parting shot would be a very basic fund or must have for great sex for me is like, what do you call it? A safe space, so to speak. It's like the space feels like I can say, babe, we should. Do you want to try this? Or babe, let's try this
with him. Like with the energetic space.
And it's like, I feel like it can be met with like love. And he can say no if he wants, but he can also say yes. Or like, you know, we're just like, we're in the same energy, we're in the same wavelength, like tunaskizana to kind of thing. Yeah. I feel like that's essential for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, guys, we want that. As much as we're talking about great sex and all of that, like the physical act, we also would love or for you to take the invitation to also level up the quality of people you're having sex with.
Oh, yeah.
As far as, does this person respect you? Does this person like you? Does this person treat you well? Because that is going to change the way you view sex. It's going to change the way you experience sex in a way that you can't even imagine. You have no idea how much how somebody treats you outside that bedroom affects how the sex is.
Yeah, you're right. And like Lydia said this many times in the past, is like people will say that they're having great sex with somebody who treats them badly, disrespects them, cheats on them, whatever. And the only reason you like it is because when you're having sex is the only time that you feel intimate with this person. It's the only time that he treats you like he actually likes you. But how about
if you get eye contact, maybe? Or physical touch. It's the only time he's touching you.
Yeah.
It's the only time he's touching. It's the only time he's talking
calling
to you.
Baby.
It's the only time you have his attention.
That is the only
why you're loving that sex.
Oh my
because
God.
Because if he gave you attention everywhere else, you'd see the bar for his sex. It's probably not even anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So yeah, I think we need to check that. Let's all be in therapy, please, so we can assess. Because ideally, I feel like being intimate with my man physically is tied also to
so
emotional intimacy,
how he spoke to
mental
yesterday.
Intimacy, so many different things. There's a course on Beducated also about roadmap to intimacy and all the different things that are part of the equation.
Of intimacy
because it's not just about the sex on that day. It's also how are you disrespectful to me in our day-to-day lives? Are you, you know, how do you speak to me in front of our friends? Basic things, you know.
Are you consistent with communication? That thing at you never speak to me, only when you speak you only speak to me when you want to have
something.
If that's how you want the arrangement, that's fine, but be honest with yourself if that's what you actually want.
Exactly.
Because me, whether it's like a situationship, whether it's a what, it's got a
there's a basic. Guys, please share with us either on Instagram, on our Instagram pages, TMI Podcast KE, Murugi Munyi, or Lydia KM, what are your must-haves for great sex? And you can also tell us down below in the comments. If you're listening on a podcast platform, DM us on Instagram and follow us on Instagram because we would love to hear from you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to our sponsors and our partners, Beducated, for consistently working with us. We absolutely love the work
so
that
much.
They do. We love working with them because truly, Beducated has changed our sex lives.
It has.
And it would be a disservice for us to not tell you about it because honestly, you just deserve good sex.
You deserve good sex, guys.
So click the link in the description box. Use our code TMI Podcast to get 60% off your annual subscription to Beducated for life.
For life. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. Thank you for interacting with us. Thank you for always pushing us. There's a babe who said I should shout her out. Mm-hmm. Stacy, we met at Cavalli. She said I should shout her out. And then I met another TMI.
What is Cavalli? A club?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
And then there's a babe who I met, a TMI fan. Ooh. What's it in Milan? You can see we're bar hopping, and she went crazy.
Oh wow!
She's a massive fan.
How many clubs did you go to, baby?
3.
Oh my.
But yeah, anyway, shout out to all the people who
love
meet,
you
all
guys.
The queen between us, king between us. When we see you guys and you're so, like, you go so hard for us, you appreciate us when you see us. We love you and we will see you on the next episode. Bye.